Brother of 22-year-old allegedly killed by illegal alien, he was one hell of a young man. By John Binder on January 9, 2019. The older brother of 22-year-old Pierce Corcoran of Knoxville, Tennessee, who was allegedly killed by an illegal alien days before New Year's Eve, is mourning the loss of his loved one, calling him one hell of a young man. As Breitbart News reported, Pierce Corcoran, an aspiring personal trainer, was killed in a head-on car crash allegedly caused by 44-year-old illegal alien Franco Cambrini Francisco Eduardo days before New Year's Eve. The illegal alien, police said, was driving without a license and without proper registration for his vehicle. He has been charged with negligent homicide and driving without a license. In a post on the Corcoran family's memorial site for Pierce, his older brother Connor mourns the loss of the brotherhood he had before the deadly crash. Connor writes of Pierce, "I was blessed to have a brother like Pierce. Through all the challenges between each other, and against the world, we were always there to prepare each other for anything and create better versions of ourselves. From the day he was born, I had a friend and a rival that nothing could have ever prepared me for." Emphasis added. "I was just an ignorant, competitive young kid that couldn't understand why he had such a fascination with everything I was interested in. And until many years later, it never occurred to me that he was always trying to impress me and get me to see him for the man he was so quickly becoming. And let me say that Pierce became one hell of a young man. Through all the challenges I issued him as an older brother, Pierce became the man he wanted to be despite my challenges and through them, and still considered me an equal even though he surpassed me in so many ways years ago. I was blessed to have a brother like Pierce." Emphasis added. "He was kind, generous, virtuous, faithful, and fun-loving. More so than anyone I know. As much as he looked up to me, I look up to him now. I'm proud to say he was my brother." Emphasis added. Pierce's parents, Wendy and DJ Corcoran, have told the media that their son's life could have been spared if illegal immigration was taken seriously and federal immigration law was adequately enforced. "Absolutely, the government is to blame. You cannot come here and not, I mean we are re-victimized by the system and we've just learned that," Wendy told Fox News. "We've seen other people deal with this and felt for them, much more tragic in some ways. And it's unjust. Our son's life meant something and our government makes us feel as if it didn't. That somebody that had no right to be here matters more." Family members of Pierce have created a Facebook and Twitter account in his memory, both titled, "Justice for Pierce Corcoran." Francisco Eduardo's first court date is set for January 10, and he is currently in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody. The passenger in the car with Pierce, 21-year-old Jade Demisha Adams, is recovering from her injuries. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.